This meeting is going to be really short. We're going to spend a little bit of time getting to know our speaker, Simon Medcroft. He's going to come up in a second. We're going to get to know him a little bit. Then he's going to give us a short introduction, just a six-minute introduction over about this weekend, what this weekend is all about in terms of what we're learning in the Bible. So, Simon, if you could come up now, and I've got a few questions to ask you. Not too bad, I promise. Firstly, could you tell us a bit about yourself, where you're from, your family, what home is like, etc.?
Yes, so I'm married and I've got two children, one 15 and one 13. And we live in Danbury, which is a village in Essex, not far from Chelmsford. And I'm the pastor of a church called Danbury Mission.
Brilliant. And home, what's home like?
What's home like?
Yeah. Tell us a bit about your home, family, children.
Yeah, okay. So I have a boy called George. He's the elder one, and a girl called Ellie. And George was born in Reading, but came with us 13 years ago to Danbury. And Ellie was born in Danbury. Both of them are at secondary school, quite a few miles away, but they get a bus and get up to all sorts of hijinks on that bus on the way there and back.
And true Essex children, are they?
They are, yeah. Essex, yeah. Children.
Do they have gold teeth?
When we moved to Essex originally...
Do they have tattoos?
Yeah. No, not yet. When we moved to Essex originally, before Eleanor was born, my wife said we can stay at Danbury until our daughter becomes a teenager, and then we're going to move out because we don't want her to become an Essex girl. But too late, she is.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, so you're a minister now at this church in Danbury.
Yep.
How did you become a Christian?
So I became a Christian at boarding school at the age of 15. So I didn't come from a Christian family. Went to church probably Christmas and Easter. Then went along to boarding school. And at our boarding school, one spring term, we had a Christians in Sport mission. And some friends of mine dragged me along to that. And there was an added incentive that the school let you off homework for the week if you went along to these mission meetings. So I went along, and over the course of that week, I went from pretty sceptical, thinking I knew what it was all about, to, at the end, submitting my life to Jesus. That was at boarding school. Then started going to Christian camps, and from then on, just got more involved in church life as well.
Brilliant. Okay, so I've got some quick fire. This is the quick fire round. So okay. You've gone through the testimony round and the where you're from round. This is the quick fire round.
Okay.
So tea or coffee?
Coffee in the morning, tea in the afternoon.
Oh, that's a kind of 50-50. I think you have to stick one or the other, actually.
Well,
quick fire works.
I'd like to sort of break it down into four, actually.
Oh,
tea first, then coffee, then tea, and then late night coffee.
Ah, see, a little nightcap. Yeah, good. Okay, cats or dogs?
Neither.
Now, please don't make this about 10 years old, 10 years long in answering it.
Neither.
Cats or neither.
Nay.
That wasn't the option either. Are we going to film or books?
Books.
Oh, there you go. Well done. You got the hang of this now. It's working. Well done. Strictly or X Factor?
Strictly.
Okay.
There really isn't really any competition.
Skiing or sunshine?
Sunshine.
Theatre or concert?
Theatre.
Well done. Good. Bit of class there. Oh, this is going to get you. Crystal Palace or Manchester United?
Well, as you know, my son sadly supports Manchester United. We did lock him in his room. Manchester United. It's funny how as a parent you end up taking on the clubs that your children...
I have a bit of an affinity for Arsenal, but I'm a Brighton man myself. Anyway, boo. You may boo all you want to. Right, Chinese or curry?
Curry.
Swimming or running?
Swimming.
Mac or PC?
Mac.
Well done, good. You're in my books. Fast car or people carrier?
People carrier.
And you come from Essex.
Yeah, I know. It'll always be a Range Rover. Essex.
An Essex Range Rover. Yeah. Great. Towie or made in Chelsea?
Neither.
Okay, last one. Would you rather find yourself in a police car or an ambulance?
Police car.
Normal for Essex.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant. Let me pray, and then I'm going to hand over to you to take us through the talks, well, yeah, introduce the talks of the weekend. Father God, thank you so much for this time together. Lord, you are so good to us. Thank you for bringing Simon here and for just allowing him the time to spend with us. Lord, I pray that you bless him. I pray that you'd fill him with wisdom, with your spirit. We pray that you would help him to explain your word to us. And may your word cut to our hearts. May we be challenged. May we be changed. May we become more like Jesus. May we long to see him face to face more and more. Lord, I pray that these talks would be really influential in our lives. That each one of them would be, thus saith the Lord, to us. For your glory's sake, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Great, thank you. Well, it's very good to be here. I have particular fond memories of Phil and Liz. I particularly remember when Phil was trying to woo Liz, they were heady days. And I remember Phil coming round because we lived very close to him at that time, and him saying, "What shall I do to impress her?" And for some bizarre reason, he thought one of his homemade soups was going to do it. I remember you made this soup for about 4 days before she arrived. I remember coming into your house just before she arrived, and I genuinely thought it was your smelly socks. But you said, "This is the soup that's going to do it." Anyway, it must have been love for Liz, well, survived. and then Liz and food is obviously a thing. So I also remember your wedding day, and it was fantastic to see you walking down the aisle with a little bit of baked bean still stuck to your mouth. And the very first thing Liz did after she had married him, said, "I do," is that she got a handkerchief and took the bit of baked bean off your mouth. It was absolute highlight of your wedding. So it's great to be here. Not least because our association with the two of them go back so very far. And it's lovely to see them and the children in this church family. And really, that's what I've been asked to come and speak about today or this weekend. I'm not going to give a talk now, so you don't need to panic. You don't even need to get your Bibles out, which sounds awful. But I'm just going to literally give you a bit of an introduction of what we're doing. Because I don't know what you think about when you think about church. One way we might think about church is that it's like a petrol filling station, in that you go into church to refill our spiritual tanks. And although there are lots of other people on the forecourt, we don't really want to get involved with them. We just drive in, fill up, and drive out again. Or another way we might think of church is that it's a bit like the Odeon cinema. We could have chosen the home video approach and stayed home to read the Bible and pray on our own. But instead, most Sundays, we choose the multiplex approach, only without the popcorn and nice seats. Basically, we come together on a Sunday so we each get a bigger and better private experience. But the problem with both of these ways is that they make church out to be an individual thing. So I come to a service or a youth group or a home group or the church weekend to get my top up, my Bible input, my praise experience, whatever it is. And when we individualize church like that, well, then we inevitably tend to reduce it to the level of a meeting we attend, or a service we consume. As such, we're happy to go along to the meetings if we find the experience helpful, if we find that it does me good and I leave feeling uplifted. But if those meetings don't fulfill my expectations or don't fulfill my needs, well, then we stop going along because there's no point in them. We can go and find another individual experience somewhere else. Anecdotally,
The interesting thing is that a bigger a church becomes, the more people seem to think along these lines. They think like individual consumers who treat church like a petrol station or a cinema, something to consume. But of course, you'll all know, the Bible thinks of church very differently. For instead of talking about a meeting we go to, it talks about a family we belong to. And that literally changes everything. It changes about how we think of Sunday services. It changes how we relate to people in the rest of the week. It changes our level of commitment to one another and our expectations about pastoral care and so on. And so the aim of this weekend is to explore some of those issues together. Issues which I think are really important for us to grapple with as we live in an individualistic society. And so we can be tempted to become more like consumers than family members. So my prayer is that will allow God to challenge our thinking on that, and that we'll leave more committed family members and know what those implications mean at the end of the weekend. That's what we've got in store. Over to you.